I've committed more than 20,000 additional American troops to Iraq.
I see progress, a steady progress.
The new security plan failed.
It's a hard thing to change from a dictatorship around a democracy.
Do the Iraqi people feel better about today than they did about yesterday?
Next week, the much-anticipated and much-talked-about Iraq Progress Report from General David Petraeus and Ambassador Ryan Crocker hits Capitol Hill. The assessment of the surge is expected to call for more time and money for American troops to help bring stability to Iraq.
Over the last several weeks, we've been asking the question, are things better or worse in Iraq since the 30,000 additional troops were added back in February? So far, we've heard from regular Iraqis, politicians in Iraq and the United States, military families, Iraqi refugees. Today, we end our series with the voices of American soldiers and how they see things on the ground in Iraq.
The Army's 501st Parachute Infantry Regiment of Fort Richardson, Alaska, arrived in Iraq nearly a year ago, last October. They're assigned to a tough region south of Baghdad along the Euphrates River, where they have to deal with attacks by both Sunni and Shiite insurgents. NPR's John Burnett was recently embedded with the so-called Arctic Warriors, and he has this report.
After a mission in 130-degree heat, a group of soldiers from the 501st sits around a table in the debrief tent, gulping cold water. They're all aware that this war is unpopular back home. They know more and more members of Congress are calling for the president to bring home the troops. And though they're all eager to get back to Anchorage by Christmas, some here believe a precipitous withdrawal would be a mistake. Sergeant Bradley Charles Giglio is 24 years old. He says he misses his wife, barbecues, and the smell of fresh-cut lawns.
It's easy for Americans to lose focus, and they're not seeing results as far as this war is going, as far as the country's going. And, it's a hard thing to change a country from a dictatorship. It's a difficult transition.
In the 12 months this battalion has been here, it has lost 23 soldiers, mainly to roadside bombs. Specialist Jacob Ivanchev, a Swedish-American machine gunner who bench presses 400 pounds, wants to deliver this message to folks back home who think the U.S. should pull out of Iraq immediately.
If we do that and this whole country falls apart, what are you going to tell the families of the more than 3,600 soldiers and Marines who have been killed in action over here? What are you going to tell them? What did they die for?
Yet what they are dying for is a wrenching question. Sergeant Franklin Cooper describes how Shiite Iraqis smile and shake soldiers' hands, but as soon as the military is gone, they call ahead and alert insurgents to prepare the ambush.
They're appreciative to our faces, but behind us, it's kind of like, go home.
John Krajinski is a 32-year-old staff sergeant from Orange County, California, with a master's in philosophy who loves to golf. He wonders whether the attitude of some Iraqis for the troops to go home is necessarily a bad thing.
If the country is ready to reject us, doesn't that mean that they're getting better already on their own? And then maybe this the next step is for us to leave. I think they're almost ready to take charge.
The 501st arrived well before the surge, but the increase in troops last spring has definitely helped them. Another battalion moved down from Fallujah to share the task of pacifying Babil province. In terms of their success, the kinds of things General Petraeus will address in his report to Congress later this month, the 501st has succeeded in building up Iraqi police and making peace with sheikhs in their area of operation. But no matter how many soldiers they flood the zone with, the insurgents react with agility, building stealthier, more powerful, more precise bombs. Again, Staff Sergeant John Krajinski.
So the insurgents are very adaptive about what they attack us with. I like to comment they're like little MacGyvers, if you will. You can give them a paperclip and they'll probably build you a nuclear reactor. So they're very resourceful.
And that makes it frustrating for American soldiers trained in conventional warfare.
I mean, I'm an infantryman. We were all trained to do a job as far as killing the enemy.
Specialist Alexander Lovell.
You know, you want to fight, right? You want to see combat, but you don't see the enemy at all. You know, they're in the shadows, and if they do come out, it's from a distance that, you know, you can't really engage them.
The long 15-month deployment will be over soon, and the soldiers of the 501st Parachute Infantry Regiment will leave the Arabian Desert and return to chilly Alaska to wives and new children and hunting rifles and snowmobiles. Private Brian Muller expects their homecoming to be quite different from the one that awaited an earlier generation of soldiers returning from Vietnam.
They came back and they got spat on and everything else. And we come home, we get handshakes, people buy us drinks. Everybody supports the soldiers, not necessarily the war, but the soldiers. And that's just nice to see.
John Burnett, NPR News.
And you can find the earlier installments of our Surge series at our website, npr.org.